Hi listeners, it's the Premature Millionaire David here, and this is your market update for Thursday, October 21st. Today's top story is people are joining Tesla's cult more than ever. Tesla made $1.6 billion in net income last quarter. This is the second time ever it has surpassed $1 billion. In total, Tesla made $13.7 billion last quarter, which exceeded their $13.6 billion forecast. These Tesla record results were driven by improved gross margins. If we back up a bit, a couple years ago, Elon Musk was sleeping on the factory floor, and now look at Tesla posting an actual profit. Even though their revenue has continued to go up, their problem still seems to be the same. They can't ship enough cars fast enough. For example, if you want to buy the long-range version of the Model Y, it could take up to 6 months to actually get to you. Although previously, their issues were more Tesla-specific in that they just didn't know how to build the cars fast enough. Now, there are a variety of challenges, including semiconductor shortages, congestion at ports, and even rolling blackouts. In total, Tesla delivered about 241,000 electric vehicles and produced about 237,000. It seems as though investors are a bit skittish and are unhappy with the future outlook. Tesla stock is down 1.6% in after hours on Wednesday. Next up, we have former President Trump launching a social media platform. That's right, he's hanging up his Twitter fingers for TMTG fingers? That stands for Trump Media and Technology Group, and will be listed on the NASDAQ and be valued at about $1.7 billion. And if you thought his antics were done there, the terms of service require that users sign away their right to file a class action. TMTG intends to launch a subscription video-on-demand service that would feature non-woke, those are his words, not mine, entertainment programming, news, and podcasts. Next up, we have Big Blue, aka IBM, missing their earnings. Their key drivers were their global services segment, which was down about 5% year over year, and their systems revenue, including hardware, which was down about 12% year over year. And the units that did see growth were only up in single digits. Management failed to give any guidance, and investors are not happy about it. The stock is down about 4% after hours on Wednesday. And lastly, you remember that Chinese company Evergrande that we talked about a couple days ago? It was at risk for defaulting? Well, it looks like their deals just fell through. Their stock plunged more than 10% after a $2.6 billion asset sale fell through. What makes it worse is that they were in process of selling to their smaller rival. And now, without that extra cash, their 30-day grace period on their loans ends on Saturday. So that means about $83 million in interest payments might not be paid back to investors. And now, time for other business news. PayPal has Pinterest pinned to their board and has reached out to them about an acquisition, potentially valuing it at $39 billion. Twitter has purchased a London-based chat app called Sphere. It's basically like Reddit, but where people actually talk to each other in a group chat-like format. Next up, the IFIs are getting together. Spotify and Shopify are partnering to let artists list merchandise on their profiles. And lastly, Bitcoin crossed the price of $66,000, which was an all-time high. This is probably partly due to the ProShares Bitcoin ETF. And that's it for me today. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Tune in tomorrow for more business-related news.